The biggest challenge right now, of course, is COVID. And how do you keep the kids safe as well as the teachers? And it's been a challenge over the last 9 months or so to make sure that we can reasonably satisfy everyone. I mean, you have to understand that you never going to make everybody happy. Plus the phone calls you get sometimes, you know, that, you know, you have to do a little praying sometimes when you get the phone calls, you know.
Warren Weber is an Air Force veteran, community worker, and now Licking County School Board member. Normally, we would be able to catch him going in and out of the Administrative Service Center and helping out around the Newark community. But this past year has looked much different.
When the pandemic hit, you know, and we went to distance learning, we realize that, you know, there are kids that, for whatever reason, they don't have access to computers. And then we realize that, you know, some of them don't even have access to internet. So we're trying to figure out how we could continue to educate our kids. And so we had to work with the teachers and the teachers union and, you know, different medical conditions for the teachers as well as the students. How they were going to get to school, the buses, the bus schedule, how many kids you could have on the bus.
Weber took us through a lot of the tedious guesswork involved in navigating an unforeseen obstacle like a global health crisis. But eventually we had to circle back and ask, how did you wind up where you are today, taking on these challenges after already having been retired?
Well, it was, I don't know, I guess in the cards or whatever. My youngest, my son, got involved in the schools, played football and basketball, and he started to ask the question most teenagers ask about, you know, he was tired of moving after 8 different schools. And, you know, one thing kind of led to the other, and so we just kind of made it our home and got involved in one thing, and then which led to being involved in another thing, and so here I am today.
Weber is deceptively nonchalant when describing the path that led him to his current position. When speaking at Newark High School's graduation ceremony, he received a Distinguished Service Award, and his introduction there says it all.
Reading through his bio, and I thought, man, that's more than an introduction. There's a thank you in this. And Mr. Weber is a 2-year Vietnam veteran who's retired from the U.S. Air Force after 26 years. During his Air Force career, he had multiple jobs to include aircraft mechanic, flight engineer, mediator, and lastly, drug and alcohol counselor. Weber is also a retired Licking County Government Development Director. Warren holds a bachelor's degree in social psychology from Park University and is a graduate of Department of Defense Equal Opportunity Management Institute. In addition to the NCS board, Warren is presently on the board of directors of LAP, LEADS, Job and Family Services Planning Committee, and the United Way Planning Division.
We couldn't possibly put all of the introduction in because to say it was just as long as the speech following it is no exaggeration. But Weber had to work for every opportunity. Growing up on welfare in the projects, Weber beat all the odds.
Please help me in welcoming Warren Weber.
The law of averages says I shouldn't be here. I should be in jail, parole, probation, strung out on welfare, or something else. Certainly not here. You know, who would ever thought that I got promoted to the rank that I got in the Air Force, going to college, graduating from college, even though, you know, I love math so much that it took me 4 times to get it right. But I graduated and, you know, and telling the kids that, you know, don't let anyone ever tell you that you can't do what you think you can do, you know.
For Weber, complacency has never been an option. His hard work has been and continues to be geared towards giving back and working to make a difference within his community.
I have nothing more to give than time. I'm not rich, so I have a lot of time to give. And, I believe that if you're actively involved in the community, you might be able to make a change or difference or explain it in a different way. You know, most parents, you send your kids, they get educated, and you let the schools do it. But I think a lot of people don't understand what goes into being a teacher, what goes into in an educational system. For me, it feels good. I always believe that if you want to know what's going on in the school system, or if you want to know what's going on in your community, you have to be involved.
When asked what he wants his legacy to be after his time on the school board is through, Webbert answered simply that he tried to give it his all.
When COVID hit back in March or so, school board, we were meeting sometimes two or three times a week to decide how we were going to work going forward. And that's something people don't see, but, we were meeting, We had so many meetings that we actually ran out of funds. And so we met with no funds.
After years of service, Weber's hope is that he can be a role model for young kids and show them that if you work for it, the sky is the limit.
Never let anyone tell you or make you believe that you can't make it.